This is The Hand Jive Instro by Ambrose Brazelton, and it's from an LP called Clap, Snap, and Tap. Before this, I played the band The Laws. The Laws were the group that had that really great song, There She Goes, which a lot of people have as one of their favorite songs of the 90s. And the song was called Feelin', and it's from that album, The Laws. Monkey See, Monkey Do, does anybody know that one? It's a demo by the Easy Beats. I want to thank listener Charlene for pointing that one out to me. Sick and Tired, that was The Unclaimed, who I did a show on a few weeks ago. The Unclaimed have a show coming up in LA here. I did the show because, tragically, the Unclaimed singer Shelly Gans died in January. They're going to hold off doing a real tribute show to Shelly in the summer. The Unclaimed have a new album coming out, and they're going to do their record release party on March 15th at a local club in LA called the Permanent Records Roadhouse, which is a really cool record store slash music venue. So I hope you can make it out. It's a $10 donation to attend. There's going to be a couple different bands playing, and you can pick up the new Unclaimed record. So head to the Unclaimed's page on Facebook or on Instagram to find out more, but it's going to be a really fun show. Also, I buried my lead there. Our very own rock and soul DJ, Richard Wigg from The Wig Out, is going to be DJing at that party. I love the bands. I started out that set with that song by the Rock and Roll Double Bubble Trading Card Company. All right, so that's pretty much it for tonight. But you don't want to turn off your radio because we have Richard Wigg and The Wig Out coming up next. As usual, you're going to want to hop on over to Richard's chat room and hang out with the gang over there. After Richard, we have Harry Parmenter with The Fun House for my last song of the night. I just played The Laws with Feeling. I want to play another song by The Laws. I'm hoping it sounds familiar to you, so take a listen. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to Bubblegum OD. This is Becky, and this will be it for me. I hope to see you here next week at 7 p.m. Bye-bye.
She'd look well on the grass in the wild. Her breath shows in the chill of this air. Her hair, the velvet branches, falls down in the warmth of our room. With her legs to one side, she'd look well on the grass in the wild. She looks so good in her red suit with frosted branches outside. My girl sits like a reindeer on the grass high and wide. Her hair, the velvet branches, falls down in the warmth of our room. It's Christmas all year round. There's tinsel on the wall as pine needles fall.
My girl's like a reindeer.
Dig this, gang. Something very, very personal from Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
You say you miss someone. Well, so do I. You cry it's over and done with. Well, so do I. You want someone to jump with, sit around and have a cope with. Funny thing, so do I.
Hi, this is Gary. Gary Lewis. Yeah. What are you doing? Want to have a cope? Yeah, right now.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
And Coke refreshes you best.
If you want to make things better,
taste, you'll never get tired of Coke after Coke after Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke after Coke after Coke.
Holy radar! We're out of sight, we're gone!
Midnighters, 1966, on the Chattahoochee label, one of, what would I say, like 10 singles that they released in 66? Oh man, they're putting them out just about monthly there. From East LA, East Los Angeles, the Midnighters, on the Chattahoochee label, if I didn't say that. All right, you're tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul radio stream. I'm Richard Wig, out to be blasting out the Blastables tonight. All right, welcome to Swingin' Sundays. All right, Becky. 7 to 8 o'clock, New York City time, with Bubblegum OD. 8 to 9 p.m., The Wig Out, The Wig In Hour, with your host, myself, Richard Wig. All right. And then we got Harry. Harry at 9 with The Fun House, Harry Parmenter. You can expect the unexpected. Don't expect the expected, because you're going to get the unexpected. I don't know what to expect, but it'll be The Fun House. All right. You know what I also like? I dig her loving way.
I left my girl the other day. Cause I didn't like her loving way. The way she treated me is a crying shame. She told my mind and she went my way. Ask me how and I'll tell you why.
every time you slam the dial.
Then we'll start over again.
Well, did you realize what you did to me?
Walking down the sidewalk, I can't even make a simple small talk. Baby, don't you know that I love you so? Please, girl, let me take a chance to let you know. Another day, but it's just for me to be. I said stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me. Well, come walking down the avenue. The girl, I said, hey, what's new? But you didn't even see me standing there. She was too busy with her own affair. Come, baby, there's something you should see. I said, stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me, girl. So fine, baby, say you look so fine. Sure would like to make your mind all mine. But you're too busy with some other jack who lives on the other side of the track. Sugar time, baby, I say this can't be. I said stop and take a look at me. Take a look at me, please. Gonna come to your house right away. Steal your heart right away. And if that cat's at your house, I'm gonna give it a personal vow. And from that day out, I won't have to say stop and take a look at me.
What you gonna do? tell the truth about the lies you told, the things you said about me. Are you gonna tell the truth, or will you lie again? Oh, can't you understand? Hey, what you gonna say? Gonna tell the truth about the lies you told, the things you said about me. Are you gonna tell the truth, or will you lie again? Oh, can't you understand? Hey, you, are you gonna try when I say goodbye?
From Sunnyvale, California, The Little Boys Blue, 1966, I'm Not There, on Batwing Records. Last couple weeks, we played a Chicago group, The Little Boy Blues, but this is The Little Boys Blue. Slightly different spelling, entirely different band. All right. We had Mr. Lucky and the Gamblers from Oregon, also from 66. Take a Look at Me on Dot Records. I think that was originally on Panorama, but we got the major issue, the major label issue there. A lot of Panorama records. Another Panorama going to HBR Records. We had the Dimensions with Penny and She's Boss. So Mr. Lucky and the Gamblers. Dot took a gamble on Mr. Lucky. All right. From 1967, the Chicagoland area, The Pride and Joy, If You're Ready, on the Dunwich Man label. The Pride and Joy was previously known as the Delvettes. I think the fine folks at Dunwich changed their name on them, man, for that 45. I don't think they approved. Tried to update their name for the new happening times in 67. If You're Ready, yeah. Then prior to that, The Disciples, 1966. Junior saw it happen. Love the fuzz guitar on that. On the Ivanhoe label, I believe they're only 45. The Deviants, 1965. Great version, weird version. They're from Minnesota, I believe. Weird version of Dylan's Maggie's Farm. The Studio City label. Good rock and garagey version there. Then we started off from Texas, 1965. Galen Ladd, Her Loving Way, on the MGM label. All right, Friends, Wigsters, Countrymen, Country Women, Country Thanks, Country Thanks. You're tuned to The Wig Out here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul radio stream. I'm Richard Wig. Honored to be blasting out the blastables here every week at 8 p.m., 8 to 9 p.m. from the Bunker Studio in downtown San Diego. Can I get an all right? All right. Yeah. All right, let's go back to Minnesota, I believe, on the Swan label. The Executioners, because you know what we were saying here in California? We want the rain, baby.
I'm in a blue sky, but I stopped short and I thought to myself. So I stood close to a girl that I knew for many a beautiful day, trying to tell her our love wasn't right in a kind and most gentle way. Why do the words in my head never seem quite the same when I speak them and say, hey, sorry young girl, we're through. Sorry and please don't feel blue. I stand far away from that girl, I realize the wrong that I've done, hurting a girl that has loved me so true, beside me in sorrow and fun. My life has changed, I'm no good for that girl, I'll leave or I'll soon have a son. Oh, sorry young girl, I must go.
Make your little head spin. But if you hop on this and you're free to feed me, baby, I'll get in the streetcar ride. Won't you please listen to this word of mine? 'Cause the one-way ticket is all that you'll find.
North Atlantic Invasion Force, NAIF, N-A-I-F, 1967. One of a couple of singles that they put out during their all-too-brief existence in the mid-60s. They're from Connecticut, and that's on the Congressional label. All right. We have the other side from Fremont in the Bay Area, Fremont, California, 1966, Streetcar on the Brent label. You can also find that on one of my favorite compilations of all time, the incredible A Pot of Flowers LP on Mainstream Records. Number of great groups on there. From 1968, from South Carolina, South Kakalaki, The New Generation, that's The Sun on the Sonic label. Love the guitar interplay there, cool organ. We had Paul Revere and the Raiders, 1966. Why? You can find that on the Spirit of 67 album, but if you happen to be able to get your grubby mitts on a Portuguese EP on CBS Records, you can get that on 45. There's a couple of these Portuguese-only EPs, and I think you can get the entire Spirit of 67 LP across, I think it's three EPs. All right, Portuguese EP of the week. Yeah, that goes out to Glennis. Yeah, Glennis. It's our favorite group, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Love playing Paul Revere and the Raiders. We need more Paul Revere and the Raiders in the wig out. All right. The Music Explosion from Ohio, 1966. Stay By My Side. That's the flip of their first single. Their first single was a cover of Little Black Egg before before they hit it big with a little bit of soul. And we have the Lori issue. It's originally released on the Attack label, but we have the national label, Lori, issue of that. And then we start off with the Executioners, 1966. I Want the Rain on the Swan label. Oh, yeah, baby. We want the rain here in California. We've been getting it the last couple of months here. All right. We can use it, though. I'm not complaining. Just, like, even it out a little bit, though, if we could. Oh, yeah. You're tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. I am Richard Wig. I blast out the blastables. That is what I do. All right. Let's go overseas. Let's go to England. It's the Mindbenders.
It's hard not to think about you, to keep you off my mind. It's hard to live in the world without you. And it's getting harder, it's getting harder, it's getting harder all the time. It's so hard to walk past the phone now, and not to try your life. It's hard to try.
Thank you.
Guardsmen. Yes, the Snoopy guys. The Royal Guardsmen from their second LP, The Return of the Red Baron. Taking their shot at I'm a Man, as informed by the Yardbirds, no doubt. Surprisingly fuzzed out version there on their second LP. There's some nuggets in there, and I dug it. Yeah, baby. From Oxnard Research, 1612 from 1967. I don't walk there no more. Careful what part of town you walk in if you're a scruffy long hair in the mid-60s. That's a single on the Flick City label. We had prior to that The Kaleidoscope, 1966. Elevator Man, I believe their first single on Epic Records. And yeah, that's the Chris Darrow, David Lindley group. Kind of garagey folk punk there. All right. The Rake's Progress, also from California, 1966. Why Did You Rob Us Tank? On the Liberty label, the flip of their only single, Sewer Rat Love Chant, is the flip. I believe that's the A-side, and I love this. Man, one of the things I love about the 60s is that you put out a 45 on a major label called Sewer Rat Love Chant, and you think it's going to be a hit. Yeah, all right. We also had from Los Angeles, The Regents, actually originally from Bakersfield, but they were the house band at the AM/PM discotheque on the Strip in 66 and 7. It's their take on Words, one of my favorite Boyce Heart songs. It was done by the Monkees, and I think that informed the Regents version. They took their shot. It's a really good version on the Penthouse label. And prior to that, from Minnesota, 1967, The Morticians, proper spelling, M-O-R-E hyphen Titians. Yeah, all right, baby. I've Got Nowhere to Run on the Peak label. And we started off with the Mindbenders, the only non-U.S. group from tonight's show, the Mindbenders. No Wayne Fontana. He went all Dave D on them and broke off and went solo. So the Mindbenders made a bunch of great records after Mr. Fontana departed. From 1967, It's Getting Harder All the Time, a single on Fontana Records. They couldn't get away from Fontana, apparently. All right, that brings us to the end of this week's Wig Out. I'm Richard Wig, honored to be here every Sunday. Really honored with all you Wigsters. Oh man, I just love hanging out with you. It's one of the highlights of my week. Get to spin some records, get to yabber on about them. All right, we got Harry coming up at the top of the hour with the Fun House, so stick around for that. And we're going to close out with the Losing Streaks. They have a new LP out, the Losing Streaks from Sacramento. Their LP is on Slovenly Records. Here's an intro. I'll play some vocal numbers in the coming weeks, but here's an intro to take us out, The Slink. All right, Wigsters, stay weird, stay wiggy. We'll be back next week. Same week time, same week channel. We'll be right back.
tell me why. I see you walk away and disappear in a crowd. This feeling is a first, shouldn't be allowed. Well, tell me, why does it have to be me? Won't you tell me why? Won't you tell me why? I get the feeling that there's something. Why? I get the feeling that there really must be something wrong. When I see you walk away and disappear in the crowd, this feeling is a fact, shouldn't be allowed. Well, tell me, why does it have to be me? Won't you tell me why?
To the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
The Fun House.
That's just the way it went.